I'm Marco Werman with The World. Tomorrow, Secretary of State John Kerry will lead a historic ceremony at the U.S. Embassy in Havana in Cuba. The American flag will officially be raised over the building for the first time in more than 50 years. Cuban-American author and poet Richard Blanco will be there, too. You might recall Blanco read a poem at President Obama's second inauguration, and he was asked to write another one for tomorrow's ceremony. We caught up with Blanco just as he prepared to board his plane for Havana. He told me his poem will explore the emotional reconciliation that Cubans and Americans might be experiencing right now.
The history is so complex and layered that you'd need an epic poem, 20 or 30 pages to be able to cover every single angle. Mm. But as an artist, it's always about getting to the emotional core of people and making us sort of understand how we're all human. And that's the only way we can really start talking.
Yeah, you grew up, though, with your Cuban family in Miami. I mean, you ate Jell-O and ropa vieja, so you're still very much a part of that community. Given what's going to happen tomorrow in Havana, is that community going through an identity crisis?
In my immediate family, for example, there's just been the recognition that, that history moves on, that time moves on, that there's a new era. It's been a lot of years of holding back things and anger and resentment. My mother, she's come to terms with that and realizing that, history moves in larger arcs than one's own lifetime. And I think that's the sense of what the community here has sort of begun to grasp emotionally and at least perhaps even somewhat subconsciously.
Yeah. So put yourself, say, 3-5 years down the road. What would it even feel like to move beyond that kind of conventional narrative of the Cuban-American community?
All of us, whether you were for the embargo or against the embargo, whether you were this party or that party, we've all sort of built our lives around this paradigm that nothing was ever going to change. And we've had to sort of renegotiate and rethink what that means. For me in particular, 5 years from now, what that narrative might mean, just to be able to travel to Cuba freely, to see my family more often without so much paperwork and so many stamps and visas and all the rest, to be able to help the people of Cuba perhaps to this new era for themselves and ensuring that the prosperity that comes their way, that they own that prosperity. And I do hope actually it happens slower than faster. I think that would be a much more effective and lasting change. I think when people always say, oh, I want to go to Cuba before it changes, we all have that fear, and that fear is that it'll be overrun by foreign interests and commercialism and all the rest. Slowing it down a little bit will allow the people of Cuba to own those changes.
Cuba's government, as you know, has silenced many artists who dare to criticize the regime. I'm thinking of people like Cuban performance artist Tania Bruguera, who's been frequently detained and had her passport confiscated. What do you say to those artists who would argue that there's really not a lot to celebrate in Cuba right now?
What I would say to the artists is, it sounds a little, perhaps a little too Pollyanna, but that these new changes will allow us to be there for them in a much more effective and powerful way. Like what's happening with recently in the news with the dissidents that weren't invited to the ceremony, but the idea that Secretary Kerry is going to meet with them, that just couldn't have happened a year ago. That would have not happened ever. Also, people have this sort of over-romanticized version of Cuba in their head. And I think the more that Americans travel to Cuba and see the reality, the good, the bad, and the ugly of Cuba, that's what I would say. It sounds dumb, but sort of hang in there.
Yeah. You've written a lot about your grandmother. I'm just wondering, what would she have to say about tomorrow?
My grandmother would probably try to make some money off of this somehow. If you've known
anything
about
that?
If you've known anything about my grandmother, that she was a bookie and been a wonderful, funny character. My family was not terribly political at home because we came later in the 60s. And honestly, they did give the revolution a chance. But my grandmother would just probably, she'd try to make money and she'd try to make sure I married a good Cuban woman. She would probably still have hopes that I'm not gay. She'd probably match me up with some Cuban bombshell.
Cuban-American poet Richard Blanco there. He was speaking with me from Miami International Airport on his way to the official flag raising at the U.S. Embassy in Havana tomorrow. His memoir is called The Prince of Los Cocuyos.